Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, I guess straight into things, would you say that our TAFE sector is currently at risk of falling into a state of despair?
I think that for TAFE teachers and students across the country, in most cases, we've kind of stepped over that line a little while ago. And the system really is on the edge, not just in terms of its current state, but also in terms really of its capacity to continue into the future.
Doesn't sound too sunny in that case. Now, of course, this Education International report has also been quite damning of the current vocational situation in Australia. Can you tell us what factors have taken us down this path and led to the vocational sector finding itself in this position?
In a nutshell, I think you'd have to say that there are two significant things which have happened in the last couple of years. One of them is the continuation of almost 20 years of declines in funding, so that since in the last 10 years you're looking at a decline in funding of about 25 to 30%, and if you take that trajectory out over the last 20 years, it's closer to 50%. So that means that vocational education, unlike any other education sector, has just endured year upon year of withdrawal of funding or underfunding by successive federal and state governments. So the backdrop, if you like, of what's currently happening is basically underfunding of the system. And then what has come in on top of that, which has been particularly damaging to TAFE and to students probably more particularly, is a deliberate policy shift by governments at both state and federal level to shift the cost of vocational education from themselves onto individual students. So in particular, what we've seen is the rapid take-up of the deeply flawed VET fee-help system, which was introduced across the country in 2012 by the federal government, but which was enthusiastically embraced by the state governments, who basically have shifted a lot of their what were previously supported courses for their students. They've shifted the funding from them and forced students to pick up the full cost of delivery of those courses, albeit through a deferred student loan scheme. But nevertheless, it's basically facilitated the introduction of a shift in funding from governments onto individual students. In many cases, as a lot of your readers, your listeners would appreciate, the students who are least able to afford the cost of these increased costs.
Well, the cost factor does seem to be a massive thing for a lot of students now. Now, as someone who's sort of university age, I've watched a lot of my friends look to going to TAFE and instead choosing to go through private vocational courses or move into university with delayed HECS debts. Now, is TAFE still accessible as an avenue of education for people in New South Wales, or would you say that it's largely become a non-reality?
Look, I think that the flow-on effect of the changes which have been, the damage that's been done to the system over the last couple of years through the underfunding and through the conscious decision to increase costs to students through basically shifting the cost onto them and removing it from government, has meant that student fees have dramatically risen. So in fact, what happened as a result of the introduction of loans is that providers, both particularly private providers, who are operating in an environment where there are no restraints on how much they can charge students for the cost of their courses, increased costs for courses dramatically. And to some extent, that's load on into the TAFE sector in this way, which is that whereas previously government subsidised the cost of delivering the courses so that students were required to pay only a small component of the costs and their effort, if you like, or their contribution to their education was recognised by government in the form of the effort they put into their own education, and also in the form of foregone earnings. That is that, you know, the status of students who were investing, if you like, in themselves through getting education was recognised by government. They subsidised a lot of the cost of the course. And that meant that TAFE education was affordable. I mean, we always argued that some of the costs were too high, but when you compare it to the costs that students are confronting now in TAFE colleges and also in private providers, it just is absolutely the case that students are increasingly unable to afford to go to TAFE colleges. And when you think about that, that is an extraordinary shift in the way in which education in our society is now organised, and its impact on students and on the community is really profound.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Pat Forward, Federal TAFE Secretary for the Australian Education, about the closure of more TAFE facilities and the privatisation of education systems across the country. Now, Pat, with all of this changes in costs and increasing costs for learners who are considering going to TAFE, do you think that these increased costs and disincentivisation, I'll say, of vocational courses like TAFE courses is increasing the education gap and in turn is going to be seeing an effect on socioeconomic disparity throughout Australia?
Look, absolutely, because we know from our own evidence and from the research that the governments have done that it's students who are from the most disadvantaged backgrounds who have traditionally gone to TAFE colleges, and there they have in the past been able to engage in education in a way which has lifted their opportunities for employment and also increase their opportunities for engaging in further education, including further education at TAFE, but also pathways into university. Now, what we've seen as a result, and it is as a direct result of the sorts of changes which governments, the cutbacks and the shift in the organisation of the system, what we've seen since 2012 is a decline in enrolments at TAFE colleges of more than 25%. And that trajectory continues with the recent figures released from the NCVER only yesterday showing that that decline in enrolments is flowing through into 2017, and it continues down with a further 5% decrease this year alone. What that means, I think there are two things that are happening there. The first is absolutely, and I think directly attributable to the massive increases in the costs to students. So student fees and charges having increased by many hundreds of percentage points in many cases. But it's also translated, I think, it's the effect of a collapse in trust in the sector. So that what has happened as a result of the widespread rorting of the student loan schemes and government subsidies by the for-profit private sector, and evidence of that and information about that has been for the last 12 months or more been released on a daily basis. What the message that the very strong message that sends to students is that the sector is in crisis, and that they that they need to seriously consider their options because they cannot trust the providers that are out there. When you factor into all of that daily stories about the government closing TAFE campuses, or particularly in regional and rural areas where those TAFE campuses provide the only opportunity for students to engage in vocational education, and where those campuses are, you know, cornerstones of local communities and local economies. When you factor that into the equation as well, then the encouragement for students to, you know, to invest in themselves, if you like, by enrolling in a course, it's clear that the system is not encouraging people to participate, and the flow-on effect of that will absolutely hit the most disadvantaged students and the most disadvantaged communities.
Mm.
Then you have to look at the long-term impact of that on society.
Well, we can only hope that this international condemnation through this recent report from Education International does serve as a wake-up call. Pat, thanks so much for your time to explain the current situation for vocational training in Australia.
You're very welcome. Thank you.